Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 16 of the Bob Bloom Show, our local Toronto area PHP groups. Today is Monday, January 1st, 2024. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. I want to quickly mention that I tried a well-known audio editor for my last episode. I recorded my audio, then it transcribed it. I edited the transcription, and it cranked out a revised audio file. My results were mixed. The transcription AI was scary accurate. My talking style is not naturally suited to podcasting. I pause a lot and at all the wrong places. I write a script and then I read it. While reading, I pause as I second guess what I wrote, or I contemplate going a bit off script. The result is a lot of pausing, a lot of interruption. The AI removed a lot of the pauses, which saved a lot of editing, as I usually delete these manually. As I could see the remaining pauses visually, I reduced them. Well, I could not reduce them. It was all or nothing. So I deleted them. The result was a sharp cut. I abruptly ended one sentence and raced into the next sentence. I could not figure out how to fix it, but I left it as it is. The sound quality did not really improve. Maybe because I was using a trial. Maybe the feature was truncated. I don't really know. There is background noise reduction, and I do pop some consonants, and that seemed to work okay. But overall, I was hoping for a bigger AI magic with the sound quality. What I decided to do for this podcast is just produce it the way I usually do. I'm getting a bit better with the pauses. I'm going to leave the pauses in. It's always a learning experience how to produce these things. Now, as I mentioned in my December 1st episode, I put this podcast on hold until I formed my sponsorship group, a group to sponsor my three podcast shows and to sponsor my PHP serverless project. I have not yet reached out to anyone about my sponsorship group. Doing so is slated for later this month. I took this podcast off hiatus starting with my December 1st episode, which was about keeping domain registration and management independent. I have another non-PHP serverless topic that I have always wanted to talk about, but never seemed to get around doing. A topic near and dear to me, local PHP user groups. Looking ahead, I will get back to PHP serverless in my February 1st episode. I'm contemplating the first of a Hater's Guide to PHP Serverful and Serverless Servers series. I've done podcasting on and off since 2010 as a passion project. I feel the itch to get it going, and I'm scratching this itch. Links are in my show notes on this episode's page on my website at bobbloomshow.com. See episode number 16. Ahead of sponsorship, I am devoting my these topics to... I didn't edit this. Now, I was on the fence about talking about PHP groups until, incredibly, I read a column in December's PHP Architect magazine titled Sunsetting User Groups. This title certainly caught my eye. I decided that, yes, I was going to talk about the groups. I want to split this up into three main points. First, I want to thank everybody who has made and makes the Toronto area PHP groups happen. You are amazing. Secondly, I want to emphasize that what underlies the groups are dedicated and passionate people. Thirdly, I want to make a suggestion about directly connecting the groups to the PHP project. I am the lead organizer of Greater Toronto Area PHP and Laravel Toronto and York Region PHP. GTA PHP was profiled in PHP Architect magazine in February 2020. York Region PHP was profiled in the May 2020 issue, and I cannot believe that it was that long ago already. York Region is on Toronto's northern border. It is a surprisingly large area extending to Lake Simcoe. The population is concentrated in the southern belt, but there is lots of northward growth. There was a group of developers who met, mostly it seemed at a Starbucks. They did not really focus on PHP in the sense, as I remember it, of looking down on PHP. Well, they decided that they would not meet anymore, but there was a bunch of us PHP developers, me included, who decided to keep the meetups going, but as a PHP meetup. We formed the York Region PHP Group. Our first official meetup was at the historic Stouffville train station. We held a lot of meetups at the Magna Center, a community center in Aurora with 5, if memory serves, hockey rinks. I mean, really, how Canadian is that? Laravel Toronto started in 2014 or thereabouts by a company started in the then named Ryerson University Technology Incubator. They did well, eventually renting office space in the Spadina and Queen area. They held very engaging Laravel Toronto meetups. Canada's only Laravel partner had a hand with this group, I'm pretty sure, for much of its early years. PHP started to get attention back in 1995. It evolved and gained a popularity. GTA PHP formed in 2001 when PHP version 4 was powering a lot of websites. There are a lot of people we need to thank for the nearly quarter century of doing the Greater Toronto Area PHP Group. I started going to meetups around the time this group did the PHP True North conferences. At one of the True North conferences at Microsoft Canada's headquarters in Mississauga, I plopped myself beside one of the organizers of the conference and the meetups. I just started chattering away. "Oh, hello. You don't know me. My name is Bob. I'm an affable fellow. And this talk is going a little slow for my taste, so I'm just going to blab nonstop." And from that moment, over time, I ended up helping out with the meetups. And during the lockdowns, I was asked to take over. A lot of effort from a lot of dedicated volunteers and many corporate hosts and sponsors went into GTA PHP long before I ever stepped foot into a meetup. Developers who were clearly passionate about PHP and deeply dedicated to open source, especially with its foundational value of giving back. We lost our major corporate host during the lockdowns, as well as our longtime meetup leader, and quite a number of developers too. Between GTA Toronto and Laravel Toronto, as well as York Region PHP, York Region PHP is lying fallow right now, but between GTA Toronto and Laravel Toronto, we have right now 4 new corporate hosts, and our attendance is incrementing. As much as my ego would love to take credit for our upswing, the bedrock of our group is our corporate hosts. Absolutely tremendous. Never once has a corporate host canceled a meetup, regardless if the crisis du jour or packed schedule of meetings or pressures due to a major deployment. Always providing food and beverages, our corporate hosts do a lot of presentations. Their presentations are amazing. Easily could be lightning talks at a conference. Our corporate hosts are always patient with my nagging emails, asking about elevator access. Did you print up signs? You put them on the door, and you know, do you keep an eye on your washrooms? The meetup, the PHP devs who come out to our meetups are amazing. When we got back to doing in-person meetups in April 2022, when the Ontario regulations allowed, we did a meetup, and we were convinced that no one would show up. Half a dozen PHP devs did walk through the door, strangers to each other. But unlike anything I had experienced before, there was a sense that we were accomplishing something together. And important, we were, so to speak, planting a flag of doing in-person meetups. We wanted in-person meetups, and we were establishing them again. The conversation was intensely engaging. I enjoyed that engagement so much that I have tweaked our meetups since to hopefully inspire more engagement. Everyone attends on their own dime. Presenters are not reimbursed. Everybody pays for their parking, their gas, public transportation. And we should not forget this. I want to take this moment to thank you all who have made and makes the Toronto Area PHP groups happen. You are amazing. The second main point is in response to the question posed in PHP Architect Magazine's December 2023 issue. PHP Architect Magazine is the only magazine published in our PHP community. I recommend it hugely. It is published monthly. It is a real magazine, and they will snail mail it to you. The magazine is also available verbatim in a PDF. The URL is phparch.com, phparch.com. Typically, the last page of the magazine is an opinion column. This column has a clever name, Finally, with curly braces after. Finally, with curly braces, denoting a PHP final class. A final class cannot be extended. The name of this column communicates its physical location in the magazine, and it suggests having the final word, a term that indicates a power to have a certain action taken when there are many alternatives, sort of a moral suasion the magazine may hold. When I saw the December column's title, Sun-Setting User Groups, I repeat, Sun-Setting User Groups, I was aghast. How could PHP Art be advocating the end of the PHP groups? Then I read the 459-word column. Its center was not of ending the groups, but of changing the way we go about doing them to cope with our changing world. Now, you have to buy the magazine to read the column. However, there is a teaser on the December 2023 issue's webpage, which itself is public. And this teaser says, are you still a member of a user group? If so, is your user group still actively meeting? Many of these groups no longer regularly meet, if they meet at all. Why have these groups faded over the years? Well, emphatically, yes, PHP groups are alive and well here in Toronto, and I hope to see you there. We have had other groups fade over the years in the area because people's careers change, their capacity to volunteer changes. In my opinion, this is the ebb and flow of things. The column concludes with a question, and I want to respond to this question. I'm going to take a liberty here and just quote the last paragraph. It's time we sunset the old user group model and spin up a fresh version with updated features and a modern UI. Everything may have changed, but having a community is still an incredibly beneficial part of being a developer. We still need user groups, just in a new way. So what does that look like? I can't wait to find out. My answer is that it always comes down to people, passionate and dedicated people, people who want the groups to happen. This is what it always was, is, and always will be. PHP developers have worked at home, and they have also worked at an office. A big difference after the lockdowns is that most PHP developers work at home. Some developers would come down from the homes for the meetups in the old days, and many would drop by after office hours. Now, for the most part, our meetups are a destination event. PHP devs have to leave where they live. And believe it or not, this has happened, and some devs travel crazy distances. Personally, I'm down on online meetups. As a dev recently told me, the online meetups are okay if you know the people already, but if not, it is hard to connect. Now, I think there's a place for meetups here in GTA PHP. We always seem to cancel our February meetups due to weather, and now I don't even bother scheduling February meetups. An online meetup would be good in February. I think an online meetup would be good too if we did it in a way that got people connecting, if we got away from a focus on presentations. The thing is, people come for the presentations, right? So maybe limiting attendance, doing roundtable introductions. Something that we've been doing at the meetup since the lockdowns, by the way, in part because attendance is modest. At our last meetup, we had 36 devs at our last meetup, which we found a bit shocking. And doing those introductions was not going to work, so we didn't. I personally think meetup means meeting up. the chit-chat, the banter, interrupting during the talks. It's very important. Maybe it comes as a surprise, but we have frequent chats about live streaming and recording meetups long before the lockdowns. The issue was the geographical dispersal of PHP devs in Toronto, between you and me. I think that the corporate host at the time was also eager to recruit, wanted to do live streaming, but really we had lots of discussions with fellow attendees beyond that. I think that the reality is that we are more a destination event now than we were before. Now, we have not done this, but I'm mulling over doing bigger meetups, but maybe not as frequently, along the lines of miniature, really miniature conferences. It's going to take a lot of sussing out as well. I do not have an answer for this, but conceptually, we should own meetups closer to where developers live. Now, there's a finite number of areas in Toronto where PHP devs work, theoretically, but PHP devs live all over the place, and they're very dispersed. Toronto's a huge area. Now, we were mulling all sorts of weird venue locations long before the lockdown, so for me, it's really deja vu all over again with this issue. My answer to the question posed in the last sentence of the magazine's column, we still need user groups, just in a new way. What does it look like? I can't wait to find out is, well, PHP devs got to get off your you-know-what. You got to get together. You got to do it in person. Let the good PHP times roll. I want to make a suggestion about directly connecting the groups to the PHP project. To cut to the chase, in my opinion, the PHP Foundation should take charge of doing something with the local PHP groups. This doing something should center around two things, maintaining a chat server like Discord for organizers and doing a nice little website. All the things that have been tried and done over the decades for the groups along these lines, shall I say, be sunsetted? There should be a list of groups that PHP devs can look at to see what's in their area. It would be nice if devs could see that our group is somehow associated with the core PHP project, which is an important connection to see, sort of gives legitimacy to the groups. It would be great to have a nice way of listing the next local meetup on that site. I really think it's important to have a light touch with this stuff. I mean, really keep it simple, keep it light, keep it easy. Don't over-engineer. Don't even medium engineer it. No need to get fancy. You know, we're devs. We understand. Now that the PHP Foundation has been running for a few years, in my opinion, it's a good time to think about doing something for the groups. PHP.net does have a form for listing events. Personally, I've had a really tough time with this form. And to get some help, it's been tough to find out who could help, and actually haven't found anyone to help. I've reached out to numerous people and have not had any luck. It's just one of those things, I guess. Our vibrant GTA PHP, I assure you, is very much alive and well. Meeting in person, our meetup this month is a special meetup at Microsoft Canada's headquarters at CIBC Square. Unfortunately, on PHP.net, you won't see anything. By the way, I am available to help out, but I can't take a big leadership role in this. Otherwise, I would have suggested to somebody do everything else, but I would want to help on it. I look forward to talking to you about it at our next meetup. Go to gtaphp.org. Thank you for listening to this 16th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, our local Toronto area PHP groups. My next podcast episode is scheduled for February 1st, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom at lasellesoftware.ca.